This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
On Saturday, YMCA of Douglas County with Healthy Kids Day. Mickey Pargiter, the Youth and Family Director for the Y. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Kyle.
So talk about this annual event and Saturday. What's going to be going on?
Oh, so this is the biggest event our Y throws every year. It's an opportunity for our entire community to celebrate kids and families and talk about what happens in the summer for kids, what happens all year. Community entities come and basically showcase what they've got.
So what time, where at the Y, where do people go?
So the entrance will be the Y basketball court's skating entrance. You can see it because there'll be lots of stuff going on. 9 a.m., hopefully, if all goes well, the Reach helicopter will land. That's what kicks off our event. And it runs until 11, short and sweet.
And all inside, right?
Almost entirely all inside. This year, we've got a number of folks out. Hopefully, the UVA, the Umpqua Valley Arts, will set up their new Art in the Park booth outside. Thrive is going to set up their bike valet station. So if you're nearby and you want to ride your bikes over, Thrive will keep an eye on them until you're done. But the majority of the events are taking place inside, yes.
And talk about one of the things you guys do with the life jacket distribution.
Yeah, so this is one of our big things. Is this kicks off our water safety initiative for the year, is the handing out of free youth life jackets until we run out.
And so talk about why that's become a big deal for the Y.
The Y was, as the entire community was hurt when we lost two of our young people, but those were two of our Y people back in, was that 2015 when the boys drowned?
Somewhere in there.
In South Umpqua, yeah. And the Y came together with the families of the boys and several other public entities to create our water safety program that includes the rescue stations out at the rivers, the measuring of the water temperature in the river, and making sure that people have more access to safety around water.
Because one of the things around here, so many people that have, if they've lived here for a long time, get really used to the water, and sometimes don't always remember the safest way to do things.
Absolutely, and especially when May hits and the heat hits and everyone's excited to get out there and start recreating, but the water is too cold, and we want everyone to be safe. We would love to have a year with no tragedies.
Yeah, so on this Saturday, now just a two-hour event, so you got to show up on time on this one.
Yes, you want to be there, yeah.
If you're going to get to see all the things that are going on. Among the things at the Y, though, too, you guys have got a kind of a special anniversary for the Y.
We do. So, well, first of all, it's also a special anniversary for Healthy Kids Day. That started in 1996. It's a national event. So it's 30 years of Healthy Kids Day. And I was actually working at this Y in the childcare when that happened. But also, this year is the 175th anniversary of the YMCA in the United States. And we're just excited about the legacy of it all. In fact, we never sell anything at Healthy Kids Day, but this year we're going to go ahead and sell some of our fun 175th anniversary sweatshirts because we want everyone to be able to show that they're a part of this legacy.
Can you imagine if somebody, whoever the early creators were of this whole concept, hadn't created the YMCA?
Oh, I can't. I really can't. It is such an underpinning of communities. Everyone seems to have a Y story. They learned to swim there, or they played basketball there, or they were part of a youth group there. I mean, it's so prevalent. We're in, I think it's 120 countries. I might be wrong. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's close anyway. Yeah, it's amazing.
So anything else people ought to know for this Saturday?
Just come ready to engage. There's going to be Thundering Water is bringing some inflatables, their climbing tower, their obstacle course. We've got healthy snacks. I can't give you a list of everybody because then I'd undoubtedly forget someone and I don't want to leave anybody out. But just dozens of groups coming together and showing off what they have for kids, for families.
All right. So, and remember, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the YMCA Stewart Parkway in Roseburg. Mickey Pargiter, thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.